Chris, very generous Chris, just walks in and hands us some cash. But he's handing it to Ryan Wiggins, who is playing the meanest air keyboard,
air keyboard.
to that song, and with his eyes closed.
I got confused.
This man's got cash handed out to him, and Ryan is going ham on a fake keyboard. Oh, the things you see when you come to work, Annie.
Wow. As we said before, he said this yesterday, that the 2 o'clock hour is usually kind of when it's really going crazy.
Yes.
And once again, man, thank you to everybody who's just in here with us. There's so many people in the foyer and walking up. The parking lot's full. It is a pretty awesome sight to behold.
We're going to have a total for you of donations that have come in here at probably about 2:55. So stick around. 2:53. I'm really worried about the fact that I think I'm going to have to sing God Bless America on this show for a good cause. I would say that my bin is more full than Ryan's right now, but Ryan's second bin, which I have not yet acquired a second bin, is starting to get full. Hi, that's Annie's bin, just so you know.
All over the place.
Annie needs a second bin. Annie needs a second bin. Thank you. All right. Guys, it's getting full. There are a lot of different bins in here. Everything is starting to accumulate here, and the cash donations have been just off the hook. And so we are going to give you a total on that before the show is over. I might be singing God Bless America, not because I asked to, but because Ryan...
It's so awkward.
I know.
Because we're like, oh, this is so fun.
I would rather...
Like, let's have a tender moment right at the end of the show.
I would rather sing God Bless America on a stage in front of people in a place where it's going to, like, potentially sound... I'm not a bad singer, but I'm not like a professional singer. This is not going to be good for me.
That was great.
But if it's
for
you,
then I just sort of threw that at the wall and saw if it stuck, and it did.
I said that we had to get over $3,000 in cash donations, and you have to get more in your bin than mine.
And that's
happened.
And I think
right now we're definitely meeting at least 50% of those requirements.
Yeah, it's so full in here. Thank you again to everybody who's shown up, not just right now, but throughout the day.
I had to laugh when I was looking over the cut sheet today. It's kind of weird to do a show like this and then to be like super hyper partisan about things. I don't want to do that. Today is about everybody. I don't want to have to go deep into politics and stuff like that at a show like today while we're at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles. And on here I have under one heading Christmas stuff, which I'm going to get to. And I just realized right before we started here that is AI Creed. I thought it was Al Creed.
No, not Al Creed. AI Creed.
Singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to the tune of Can You Take Me Higher? We're going to have to dive into that. But I was also thinking a great holiday song, maybe a new one for this season, is Drones Over New Jersey.
Yeah, like Bombs Over Baghdad. By Outkast.
Hopefully not the same. Doesn't Drones Over
New Jersey
sound a... Like a song? Or at least a
we can make
Broadway play?
AI.
I go see
that. Yeah, it does. I actually thought the same thing earlier when I saw that written.
In the midst of that, we're talking about on YouTube, our YouTube live chat poll, does Trump's win make you feel more charitable this holiday season? Yes, no, or I want to, but it's very tough. Some people might be looking to make bigger purchases. Some people might not. Dana Perino pontificates on the United States.
I think it's funny, and I imagine that Justin Trudeau also thought it was funny. And that probably will help their relationship, because if you can tease somebody and they can be teased, and maybe Trudeau teases back a little bit. But I also, you know, we usually do predictions by the end at the end of the year on a show, and we'll have that coming up. And I usually am pretty good at them, but I'm going to make a prediction here before that show. And I thought of this afternoon. I actually think that the United States might make some sort of purchase. And then, I don't know, not Canada, but there might be some sort of, like,
Greenland?
Big real estate next 4 years.
We do have a real estate president coming
right?
in.
Are we going to acquire Greenland?
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
Why wouldn't we?
Well, I don't think Greenland wants to. I think Greenland's...
Doge. Doge is really just a plan to make room for a land purchase.
That'd be cool. I got to disagree with Dana Perino on one thing. I don't think that this was gentle barbing. I think we are at full-blown Cold War with Canada.
Shush.
But wouldn't it be
you
cool?
You scared 2% of our audience.
I know.
With
I like, what? Oh.
We're talking about drones over New Jersey is the next holiday classic Mariah Carey hit. And you're saying Cold War with Canada.
That's hitting a little too close to home, isn't it?
It's just, I mean, Justin Trudeau is somebody who kind of doesn't, don't you feel like he kind of has a way, an arrogance about him where he's kind of strutting around? And now he's at Mar-a-Lago, and Trump is playfully calling him the governor of the 51st state of Canada.
Yeah.
How are you doing there, Mr. Trump?
Dramatic turn of events.
This is the stuff. And I kid you not, when I saw that story, the original, and now it's continuing because it was a thing. You know, Trump will find something and he'll just keep running with it. And he knows it's funny, but he's dual purpose. You know, this stuff, like Dana Perino was saying, hopefully he's doing this to sort of better the relationship or at least, you know, poke him a little bit and say, hey, here's what we're going to do. I don't know his motivation, but I do know one thing for sure. When he finds something that's sticky, he will stay with it.
And what's Trudeau going to do? He can't act offended by it.
Yeah.
Well, he can't be like, oh.
Well, I did see that Canada's trying to pass some things that are going to, you know, protect the country from tariffs and some things like that. But that's all posturing toward whatever the end goal here is from Trump with the United States. So it's all like Dale, you know, on our chat right now says Trump is the troll master. In a sense, that's very true. And he'll use that to his advantage for like America first real policies.
I think you paid Meredith off over there.
Did she just fill my other bin?
Are you putting stuff in Ryan's bin?
Equal opportunity here.
Okay. Uh-huh. What'd you pay her? What'd you give her?
Just, just my friendship.
He's so guilty. He's so guilty.
I didn't do anything
Your
wrong.
Your friendship's
what?
Not worth that.
Friendship.
Is it?
Listen.
What kind of friend are you?
We're out here for charity. And you're trying to make a big mockery.
No, now he's doing the voice.
He's doing the voice.
This is embarrassing for you.
You're just saying that because you're winning by a lot.
Well, that's the perch that I can stand on. You know?
This is true.
When you're at the top, everybody's below you.
Thank you for the definition of height.
What else you got, Annie?
I don't know. I just love that everybody loves you so much that they're coming up and showing up in order to make sure that
no, there was a guy. I wish I remember his name. You might have it written down in our little spreadsheet for the cash donations. Mm-hmm. He said he drove up here. He's been listening all day. Started in Farmington.
Yeah.
Drove up to St. Yeah. Charles to Ruler Food
yeah.
just to put some food, I guess, in my bin. Is
no,
what he said.
Specifically said that.
Yeah, he did say that.
He said he felt bad for you.
He said this goes in Ryan's.
Yeah.
I knew that when I made this deal.
I think that's ultimately, again, it's not about competition.
You were acting like Sad Panda before when you were getting your butt kicked. You absolutely were. But not at this point.
No, not now.
Not now, no. You can come to the Annie Fry food drive. You come to the Annie Fry bin.
I see what you're about to pull
yes.
up here.
And continue to donate. We're going to be here till 3 in partnership with the St. Louis Area Food Bank and Ruler Foods. Here is a new holiday song.
The red-nosed reindeer.
What?
Had a very shiny nose.
This is AI?
Yeah.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
You're going to be singing this all week. You know you are.
I love the other reindeer. Used to laugh and call him.
I actually feel this song more than I've ever felt it before.
I actually like this version better.
All right, here it comes. Bring it home.
And any reindeer games in one foggy Christmas Eve. Oh, Santa came to say. Can you
I like that it just goes into the regular song there. Okay.
Can you take me higher? Show a place where slavers live.
I am not mad at this song. I'm gonna add this to my rotation for the holidays. Can I get that on vinyl?
I think I can get the whole
I get it on vinyl. It's AI. Just came out yesterday.
You guys want Michael Bublé or do you want Al Creed?
That's AI.
That was Al Scott Stapp singing that. That song apparently has made the rounds so much that yesterday, I kid you not, in the evening, like between 5 and 7 p.m., three different people sent it to me.
Are you serious?
I think you guys were one of them.
No, I had not seen it yet, unless it was in our group chat and I didn't get the chance to look at it. But that's the first time I've heard that, and I am not mad at it. I am pretty happy with it.
Oh, that was the first time?
The first time.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was the OG time for me. That's Creed via AI singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I wonder how much Creed likes that. They have to love that.
No, the best thing would be is that they hated it. If they were offended.
They take themselves so seriously in 2024.
Oh, yeah, real cool to do to our art, guys.
We were making a comeback, and look what you did to us.
I'm right. Pretty sure they love it.
I hope they don't.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to wrap up our broadcast live from Ruler Foods in St. Charles. We are just overwhelmed with the amount of support that we've seen so far. We have an enormous amount of shopping to do. Ryan, I have to say, is definitely winning the bucket, the bin game. And when we come back, we're about...
That's not even what it's about, though.
It is for you.
But yes, I am.
Yes, you are. That's all right. Bring it in. Fill them up. I don't care where it goes. We will find out the total in donations, too, in about, let's say, 15 minutes or so from now. So keep it right here on the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Join us at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles. We'll be here till at least 3 o'clock. If you're that sure you're going to be able to make it in time, still hustle over here. Because, like I said, we've got some shopping to do. If you can't make it out at all, if you come to 971talk.com/events, you'll be able to see the Ruler 5 event that is up there. There is a link for you to donate directly to what we're doing there. You can go to my X account at Annie Fry Show, and you can go to the Annie Fry YouTube account and see that we're broadcasting live as we do every day. In the description of the live broadcast today is the link also. You can make your donations there. No donation is too small. We are grateful for each and every one of you and all of your generosity today. Let's wrap this thing up going into the 3 o'clock hour here next on the Annie Fry Show. We'll be right back.